D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. Derek and I are live at Assembly Food Hall across the street from Bridgestone Arena, where the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament is underway. And the men's NCAA men's, well, of course, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament will start next week. Selection Sunday, of course, coming up this weekend. And that will include Tennessee State University qualifying for the tournament for the first time since 1994. And to discuss that with us, let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in TSU head men's basketball coach Nolan Smith. Now, Nolan, I am I am required by law to tell you that I was born in Durham, North Carolina. I am a lifelong Duke fan. You're my guy. Yep. I'm thrilled for you. I just have to put that out there. My co-host would not let me hear the end of it if I did not mention that right off the top.
I'm glad we're getting this out of the way early.
I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
So a huge accomplishment in your first year, Nolan, again, making the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1994. You are no stranger to the NCAA tournament, but your players are. So how are you preparing them for what's coming next week?
Just getting them mentally ready, giving them a message that we are going to be ready to go no matter who we play, and we're going to go into this tournament and play our game and be us. And, you know, just trying to give them as much confidence as possible. We are a very confident group as is, so we got to attack the tournament like it's just another game.
What is the accomplishment you're most proud of this season? I have to imagine winning the OVC is at the top, but besides that, just the entire journey of this season in your first year with the Tigers, what are you most proud of?
I think just the journey. The journey is always so rewarding when you go through the ups and downs, when you take a couple losses that maybe you didn't need, but you know the basketball journey tells you that you didn't need it. And our guys responded every time that we took a loss that we you know, it just came at a time where we needed it for whatever reason. And our guys responded. They were resilient. They showed that they could battle through adversity, whether it was a four-game loss, or whatever it was, our guys responded.
I know that you are preparing to play whichever team the selection committee tosses your way next weekend. But we do know, Nolan, that the selection committee loves a good storyline. So I'm not ruling out the possibility that your team could go up against your alma mater and your former teammate John Shire in the first round of the tournament. What would that mean for you if you went head-to-head with John in the first round of the tournament?
It would be a battle. It would be exciting to play against my school, and just ultimately it would just be a battle. Got to go against my guy John and Chris Carwell and Tyler Thorne on that side. But thankfully, I believe that obviously we're going to be much deserving of a higher seed than that. So I don't think we'll have to see that beast from the Duke Blue Devils. I think we'll be hopefully a 15 or possibly a 14 seed.
We'll talk with Nolan Smith, head at basketball coach at TSU, Tennessee State University. Now, Coach, what were your goals? Because obviously coming into the season, you want to win an OVC title. You guys won that. But what were your goals sort of in the season that you wanted to accomplish? And did you accomplish those goals?
Absolutely. You know, we came in with high expectations, high goals, and to this point, we've been able to get every single one of them. And the guys and my staff have done an amazing job just working with these guys, developing them, getting them in the right mindset to win. And these guys have just really bought into that. And you know, we have a group of winners that are hungry and hungry for more.
Now, you started out at Duke as a player, but then as an assistant, you've been to Memphis, you've been to Louisville, now you're here at TSU. What did those three places that you spent being an assistant, what did those three places teach you that have made you successful here with the Tigers?
I think just preparation. The preparation that it takes to prepare every single day with the practice plans, with what you do off the court, how you build your group up. You know, I think those are the biggest key lessons from Coach K, Penny, and all the guys that they're able to be around, you know, just preparing for victory, preparing to just get better every single day.
Talking to Nolan Smith, the head coach of the TSU Tigers. They are NCAA tourney bound. They beat Morehead State in the final, 93-67. And, Coach, I got to ask you, you guys are a solid three-point shooting team throughout the season, but 16 for 26 from three in the championship game where everything's on the line, that is unbelievable. As you watch that unfold, what is that feeling like? Is that just contagious when guys start getting hot? It just seemed like it was feeding itself.
It's definitely contagious, you know. And for us, like you said, we don't want to fall in love with the three. But when you're hitting like that, then, you know, continue to shoot them with confidence. And that's what our guys were out there doing.
So, I mean, what once you built the lead, I mean, did the guys even surprise themselves a little bit? I mean, anybody, 16 threes is off the charts. You know, if you hit 10 or 12, that's a great day.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's big time. Obviously, we have guys that are shot capable, and, you know, they went out there and made shots. And, you know, hopefully this long layover with the OVC tournament being when it is, hopefully it doesn't cool us down. But, you know, we stay confident. So our guys are going to go out there and hopefully shoot the way we just shot. Thank you.
Well, we've talked to a lot of coaches from the OVC over the years. You guys have the conference tournament early. You know, some of the other leagues will go early, and you got this interesting challenge. You got to keep your team sharp for a week. So each coach has got their own theory. So how have you tried to go about it? Who have you maybe checked in with on the best way to do this to stay sharp?
I mean, definitely Coach K. Definitely Coach K. I've reached out to him. Reached out to Jeff Capel, who's been at the mid-major level that, you know, possibly might not have had this long of a layover. Coach Kevin Keats, those probably two main guys I spoke with just to try to see how we prepare and how we get ready with this layoff.
So did you give him a couple days off? So are you going to do some live scrimmages? Like, what did you decide?
No, we definitely took a couple days off, and then we came back. It was individual work and skill development and just working on our games.
What is your give me your favorite part of the Gentry Center. I've been some games over the years. I have always enjoyed – it's unlike any other place. The pep band is so awesome. So what's been your experience watching that all year long?
It's been a good crowd, good energy. Just love – definitely love playing in the Gentry Center. It's really good energy, you know, and as the season's gone on, the crowds have grown, the excitement's grown, and – you know, it's been really good. We have really good home games.
Coach Nolan Smith is with us. And you know, Coach, every year you experience this as an assistant, I'm sure, that the turnover is so common now with NIL and all of that. So when you got to TSU and you tried to figure out how you're going to set the culture, who's staying, who's coming in, all of that, what were your expectations and what was the key to building this roster?
Oh, well, thankfully, some of the guys were already here. Aaron Akuma, Travis Hunter, you know, they were already a part of this thing. So, in reality, bringing in Dante Harris was a huge piece, a main piece that we had to get. And, you know, he's came in and did what he needed to do to help us be successful as a leader and a proven winner.
TSU head men's basketball coach Nolan Smith has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Nolan, is TSU doing anything special for Selection Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. The Gentry Center is going to be packed. We're going to have a nice celebration for the selection show. And you know, it's been 32 years, so excited for everybody to come in and enjoy it. Happy for my players to enjoy it. It should be a good afternoon and evening.
Well, enjoy Selection Sunday, and good luck in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on.